Progressive presents the Sports Flash on Western Reserve Radio. I'm John Thayer. Carolina Hurricanes were winners last night as the Hurricanes beat the Golden Knights 4-2. Carolina takes a 3-2 advantage. Game number 6 is set for Sunday night in Las Vegas. Tomorrow night, it is game number 5 of the NBA Finals as the New York Knicks play in San Antonio against the Spurs. The Knicks come into the matchup with a 3-1 advantage. The College World Series is set to get underway today in Omaha, Nebraska. West Virginia will take on Troy. Then tonight, it's North Carolina against Ole Miss. Tomorrow, Alabama will play Oklahoma in the afternoon. Georgia meets Texas tomorrow night.
The sports update brought to you by Progressive. Bundle auto and home, renters, or condo and save with Progressive.
I'm John Thayer with the Sports Flash, presented by Progressive on Western Reserve Radio.
This report is sponsored by IBM. As the pace of AI accelerates, CEOs are rethinking how their leadership teams operate, how decisions are made, and how organizations are structured. IBM's annual CEO study shows that adopting new tools is no longer enough. Leaders are actively redesigning decision-making structures, clarifying accountability, and reshaping the C-suite to drive greater business impact. The study found that 76% of organizations now have a chief AI officer, up from 26% a year ago, and nearly two-thirds of CEOs say they are comfortable using AI to help inform major strategic decisions. The study also showed that organizations with an AI-first leadership approach are scaling more AI initiatives than their peers. The message is clear. Success with AI depends not just on technology, but on leadership, governance, and organizations built to adapt. To learn more, visit IBM.com/IBV.